For KBIA in Columbia, I'm DC Benincasa. The City of Columbia is helping residents pay for rent, education, childcare, and more. Emma Veit reports that these funds will provide direct relief and also support the broader economy.
The City of Columbia Housing Programs Division is offering funds to nonprofits to help residents make housing and living payments during COVID-19. With nearly $740,000 awarded to the city through the CARES Act, the city went to residents in a survey to help determine funding priorities. Columbia Housing Programs Manager Randy Cole says the survey's top three responses were rent payments, food security, and homelessness.
The more stable households you have, the more money that circulates in our economy, and it's better for everybody.
The city is releasing the funds in several increments. Previous rounds of funding went to programs such as the Voluntary Action Center and Columbia Housing Authority. Interested applicants can attend an informational Zoom meeting on November 24th at 7 p.m. I'm Emma Veit, KBIA News, Columbia.
Three former officials in Parma, Missouri are facing felony charges after a state audit found more than $115,000 in fraudulent purchases and payments. The investigation drew attention after records sought for the audit were destroyed in two suspicious fires. Governor Mike Parsons says Missouri's hospitals are struggling to cope with rising coronavirus cases. The Republican governor said yesterday that he's extending the state of emergency in Missouri through March. He says hospitals face staffing shortages and that the state is considering sending in the military and asking for help from medical workers in other states. The Missouri Hospital Association wants a statewide mask mandate, but Parson has repeatedly refused to issue one. He has instead emphasized personal responsibility and urged Missourians to do their part by wearing masks, social distancing, and washing their hands. Franklin County is now requiring face masks in public. The mask mandate takes effect today and expires December 20th. Local leaders had resisted requiring face masks for months, as Presiding Commissioner Tim Brinker described the county as a freedom-preserving place. However, their policy shifted after Republican Governor Mike Parsons' administration issued a public health warning in response to the recent exponential rise in Missouri coronavirus cases. The State Health Department reports that there have been more than 26,000 new cases in the past week, which is about 3,700 new cases a day. I'm DC Benincasa, KBIA News, Columbia.